What's up, everybody? This is BC. I'm here, your host for the Money, Power, and Influence podcast. We're actually already on episode 22. Time has been flying. It's been incredible. I'm here with my co-star, Arash. He's handling some business. He'll be back on the line here in a few seconds. But, you know, I just wanted to thank everybody who's listening thus far and who's been part of this journey with us. We've been hardly promoting this podcast at all, and we're still, I believe we peaked at number 13, actually, in the education category last week, and with zero promotion, it's pretty incredible. Other than that, I just wanted to offer a quick plug to everybody. Number one, if you are a guest live, you are muted. I'm just letting you know. You can raise your hand later by pressing star 2 if you have any questions, and we'll get to you at the Q&A portion in the end. So I'm going to give you guys the opportunity that if you have specific questions, if you're listening to this podcast later, the recording, if you have specific questions you would like for us to answer on next week's episode, which is every Wednesday at 5:15, then you can email me personally and I'll take your question. My email for the purpose of the question, and make sure in the subject line you put MPI podcast, the email is teambc, T-E-A-M-B-C, sold, at gmail.com. And you can send an email, you put MPI podcast in the subject line, and I will make sure to make note of it. And on the next week's podcast live episode, I will present minimum 2, if not 3 questions, and we will answer them live for you so you can listen to it on the recording or you can listen to it live, okay? So besides that, things have been growing. I've been moving and shaking. I just recently broke 40,000 subscribers on YouTube, so my following has been exploding as well. I'm up to almost 11,000 followers on Facebook. Additionally, you know, what's really funny, going back to, you know, everything on YouTube, I've more than, in the last 5 or 6 months, because of this whole wave and movement, I've more than doubled my YouTube channel in a couple months, when it took me a year to go from like 0 to about 1,000 subscribers, and then maybe another year to get to like 5,000, and then from there it's just exploded. And we're going to go over some of the reasons that happened, not only on my YouTube but in other places, on this particular episode. And I'm going to bounce back and forth with Arash about these subjects because, you know, this stuff is really, really important. And when I yesterday, actually, I spoke with a couple guys, right? Glenn Twiddle, who is a world famous real estate coach. He's stationed in Australia. I mean, this guy has rubbed elbows and hung out with, as recently as this weekend, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and Gary Vee, and E.T. the hip-hop preacher. I mean, this guy is a rock star. You know, I spoke on stage with him yesterday. He's from Australia. We also had Josh Altman from Million Dollar Listing. He's been on the show for about 6 seasons now. We spoke with him, too. He was there at the event hanging out. So yesterday's event that I spoke at was pretty big. I mean, we had about 220, 230 people in attendance. It was incredible. I mean, it was just crazy. And a lot of the stuff that I've done to get there has been grassroots. Me and Arash have talked about that. You know, we've built the following on a couple principles, and we haven't been put on TV. We've been doing it with YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and all those things, and we've been able to create such a big following and create such an impact with certain qualities and aspects that we're able to penetrate this world and be recognized, right? I can tell you guys for a fact that when Glenn, who was the kind of the MC and the host of this event, when he announced me and spoke about me, he spoke about me even more highly than the other guys, and I'm willing to admit that, but that goes to show. I mean, if he has Josh Altman coming on for Million Dollar Listing, who was a great speaker, by the way, and he's been around forever, one of the top realtors for sure in the nation, but if he's speaking and introducing me in a much better manner than Josh, that tells you something, right? And I only met this guy. He saw me through social media. I had a brief breakfast with him for 10 or 15 minutes, and that's it. So if he's already speaking highly of me, and actually I'm going to post it on YouTube, he did a private clip, I didn't even realize, talking about me for about 2 or 3 minutes to my camera guy. I didn't even know about it. I'm excited to go look at that piece of video and then publish it on my YouTube, which I will, because I want to know what he said, right? So we're going to go over some of those concepts today that are really going to help you, but I know that everything here is going to encompass, you know, money, power, and influence. So I know Arash stepped away for a second, so I'm just going to start on the first thing that I want to talk about, and I'm sure that at some point throughout this first section he's going to jump on. But when I say the word, for everybody listening and who's on here live, When I say the word obsession, what comes to mind? Think about that. We have a society, a world, where being obsessed about being great at something or just being obsessed in general has been labeled as negative, right? Grant Cardone came out with a book called Be Obsessed or Be Average, right? So he's figured this thing out. But what really is obsession, right? And this is the way that I kind of see it. I'll bounce it to Arash when he comes on. And I really want you guys to grasp something, because obsession is definitely one of the things that has allowed me to, and keep in mind, guys, I've been licensed in real estate for less than 4 years, and I'm already rubbing elbows with the top of the industry. And at my age and the time that I've been in the business, that's unheard of. All these other guys that were on stage or that have been out there have been doing real estate for 10-plus years, 12-plus years, 20-plus years. I'm the young gun, right? I'm, you know, 10 years younger than the youngest guy, and I've been in the business, you know, a quarter of the time they've been in, okay? So keep that in mind. When you think of the word obsession, immediately you get a lot of negative connotations, right? Oh, you're crazy, you're dumb, you're addicted to something, right? It gets mixed with addiction, and when people think of addiction, they think of drugs. Arash, what's up, brother? You just jumped on?
Yes, brother, I'm here, ready to go.
Awesome, man. I'll just keep going. You know, I did a pretty long intro, but we can discuss it a little bit at the end, man. How's everything with you?
Feel incredible. We're shooting a documentary called Natural Born Seducers. It's going to screen in San Jose and possibly in L.A. And we've been shooting for 2 days straight. I got to hear my mother speak today about me. Boy, was I holding back tears, man. It was pretty powerful, pretty emotional. And outside of that, business as well, the students are winning, and new levels of seduction have opened up to me. So it's just amazing. It's amazing. Everything is falling into place. Well, and how are you? What's going on?
Awesome, brother. Happy to hear that. I was talking about it in the beginning before you jumped back on. You know, I just broke 40,000 subscribers now on YouTube. I actually yesterday was I was invited to speak, and we spoke. We had about 250 people show up in a ballroom, a big ballroom that we created for this event. And it turns out the guy who organized the event, Glenn, he's like the number one real estate coach in Australia. And, dude, this guy, I found out, this guy's like going to private parties with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. He's been on stage with Gary Vee and E.T., the hip-hop preacher. I mean, this guy is connected, right? So he starts. Then they put Josh Altman, who's one of the guys from Million Dollar Listing LA. He goes on at 11, and then I went on right after him, and we each had an hour segment. So this event was actually really big. I think we had 250 people total in attendance. And it's funny that you mentioned your mom, because I actually invited my parents, and I gave them a big shout out during my speech, and it was incredible. And it was really cool, because now immediately, right? And, you know, I started covering some stuff, and, you know, we can jump back and forth with these concepts. But immediately after I got off, the guy, Glenn, from Australia, he literally ran up to me. He's like, dude, he's like, you're incredible. I've never seen you speak. That was amazing. And when he was introducing me to people and talking about me to the audience, and even in front of Josh and all these other people, he's like, dude, he's like, Brian's like the best person I've ever seen. This guy is fucking incredible. And just to hear that from a guy like that, to me, it not only felt good, but inside of my core, I said, that's right, motherfucker, because I put in my work to get here, right? And one of the things I was covering right before you hopped on, Arash, was obsession, right? How everybody labels obsession as being this negative thing. And, you know, part of my speech when I was up on stage was, look, guys, you know, one of the main reasons I'm up here and you're sitting watching is I've obsessed about being at the top of this industry and acquiring all these traits that you guys admire that help you in the field and in life, like being a great speaker, being impactful, being confident, and these kind of things. And I went over some of the stuff I was doing, and people were literally like in shock when I would tell them, hey, you know, I'm studying 4 or 5 hours a day and reading and researching. I was working on the dialogues and real estate and sales situations with people in my office and on the phone for, you know, 2 hours a day. I was studying all the top people. I took every top agent out to lunch. I was literally like, okay, I want to be the best fucking speaker, realtor, salesperson on this planet. And when I was walking them through just a portion of what I was doing, people were like, oh, my God. I even had one person, when I got to the Q&A at the end, tell me, like, dude, are you serious? Did you really do that? So to me, that puts a smile on my face. But to the average person, they would look at that and be like, dude, like, you're crazy. Like, what are you doing? Because of all the negative labels society has put on obsession. So I know you have a lot to talk about that, Arash, and I wanted to pass it to you because I would say obsession, and I even told those people, I said, look, obsession, that word, what that means and what that entails is one of the reasons I'm standing here right now, less than 4 years in the business, sharing the stage with guys who are world famous, and they invited me to be here, not vice versa.
Well, shit, man. First of all, that's so cool. You know, you and I are running in parallel lines up to the top of the world. So at some point, you know, it's going to be so cool to be in the same to be in the same fucking crowd. But you made it through one area, I made it through the other area, and I see you in the party. I can just see it happening, you know. Looking forward to that day. In regards to obsession, if you're not obsessed with your life and if you're not obsessed with what you're doing, then you haven't, you're not doing the right thing. Have you ever played video games and you're totally obsessed with it, or watched cartoons, you were obsessed with it, or played CAD, you were obsessed with it, or anything as a child that you did, you were obsessed with it because you had all your focus and attention on it and you wanted to get better and better and better. As an adult, it's like it's become a bad word. However, when you really look at it, excuse me one second. What's going on? When you really look at it, it's actually not a bad word. It's just a word that I think people use to try to prevent others from succeeding. Because you and I have never met one person at the top of the world, or the top of the profession, who wasn't obsessed. Like, nobody even knows one person in their entire fucking existence who made it without being obsessed. Now, then we've got to ask ourselves, if those people aren't the ones saying don't be obsessed, then who the fuck is saying that? Exactly. The goddamn little sheep and cockroaches running around trying to prevent others from succeeding. This is the truth. Obsession is a bad word to people who are not successful. Obsession is a positive word and the way we live for people that are the best at what they do and fuck the rest. That's how I feel about it.
Love that, man. And what's funny is, going back to what I was saying about the event, too, Glenn, the guy from Australia, already invited me to go out there next month and speak, man. It's incredible. And I think he's the number one real estate coach, actually, in Australia. And the guy is just, you know, he was showing me some of the pictures, man. It was incredible. That party he went to last weekend, by the way, in Arnold Schwarzenegger's house, only had 40 people there, dude, and he got invited. And he told me, he's like, next time, dude, I'm here in a couple months, you're invited. So I was like, wow, it's cool to rub elbows with him. But at the same time, you know, with the work I've put in, it's not like, yeah, I guess you can say it's cool to be like, oh, I'm with a celebrity. But at the same time, I don't feel inferior at all, you know. I have, and I said this before you jumped on, I actually had Glenn, without me knowing, shoot a private, like, 3-minute video, like, 20 minutes after meeting me, just speaking highly of me, dude. When he announced me and talked about me during the event, dude, he talked more highly about me than he did Josh, the guy from TV, and everybody else. It was incredible. I wish he would have been there, dude. It would have been great. And the reference you gave about us being at the same party and seeing each other, I totally see it, dude, because I even actually gave you a plug on stage, man. When I started my speech, I gave you a plug and spoke about something that you had mentioned when I first discovered you. And I talked about that subject for a couple minutes to kind of lay the foundation because, you know, that's one thing and that I learned from you about the inner world, the inner game, and really becoming a lion on the inside. And that's really why I've been able to get on stage and become this force in real estate, is because of that. You know, even some of these other guys that I meet, you know, they have the image, they have the fame, but, you know, their inner world is definitely broken. And I can tell after talking to them for about 15 or 20 minutes, or they're miserable in their personal life, their relationships, or something outside of the limelight, they're broken, right? And I wanted to shift and then pass it to you because the second thing I wanted to talk about a little bit before we open it up for questions is just that confidence, man. There was a moment when I was on stage when I even said with this guy for $1 million listing in the back, I was like, give me the opportunity because I'm already pushing into that world, but I want to go up against Josh on a listing appointment on a $20 million house because I'll take it from him. And I literally said that, like, in his face, and people were just, like, in shock. I was like, that's the confidence I have, right? Now, whatever happens, happens, but I know in my mind that I'm better than him because I put in work that I know he hasn't put in. And, you know, he kind of laughed, and he talked to me after. He's like, whoa, bro, that was cool. And but that was like the fourth time I had seen Josh and talked to him. I've already seen him and kind of spoke with him at other events before. But I know that everybody in the crowd wouldn't dare say something like that to Josh, but it came down to my confidence, right? I know, skill-wise, I really could beat him. Like, if I went up against him, I would get the listing. I truly feel that the majority of people would list with me and sign a contract with me over him because of the skill, right? And one of the things that has led me to do that is just, number one, being obsessed with my craft, but at the same time, I've looked at my industry and what I do, and I've mastered like every aspect of it, because there's the sales aspect, there's the expert with the market aspect, and knowing the cycles of real estate, knowing the individual markets and subdivisions as well, knowing the processes, who I have to work with, what vendors I'm going to have to be in contact with and speak with and be on good terms with. There's so many things that encompass real estate and a deal and like the day-to-day thing that I've taking the time to step back and say, okay, let's look at every little point on the map here and let me become an expert at all of it. So that's why when I step in front of somebody or on stage or I talk about real estate, I can speak with a certain conviction and certainty because I know exactly what I'm talking about, right? And I know you're definitely top of the world with this, Arash, so I want to hear your take on it because I feel like a lot of people would immediately double or triple what they're doing in business if they just had that supreme confidence that ultimately I believe is bred from competence.
Absolutely. Confidence is key. I mean, that should be a quote. Confidence is key. Now, if you don't know how to swim, right? You have no idea how to swim. And you very confidently jump in the ocean, you die. So there's that side of the delusion. And so we're not talking to those people. I always am under the assumption I'm talking to intelligent people when they listen to me, right? But confidence is the key. And the question is, how do you develop confidence? Well, I don't necessarily know if it's a matter of developing confidence, because as I watch my niece grow up at 2 years and 9 months right now, she's not lacking in confidence when she was learning how to walk. She had quite a fucking lot of confidence, you know? And I'm seeing that she is learning how not to be confident. You see, it's a different process. I help a lot of people. In the last 2 weeks or so, I've actually saved people's lives with my communication. I know I always do, but it's hit a new level. It's very difficult for people to comprehend what I do and at the level I do it at. But please stick around and remember these days, because once the board recognizes what I do, then when you saw Tony Robbins help people or we see some of these self-help gurus help people, I tell you something. There is nothing compared to what I can do with the human mind. It truly is beyond magic now, as it's on another level, really. So let me tell you, if you're trying to develop confidence, you may be going the wrong way. One conversation with me will have you more confident than ever. I have a text that came through today. Well, I have a lot of beautiful texts, but this one, oh, the person just texted me. Look at that. It's an invoice, Brian, and the invoice says total $268,992.04. It's an invoice from one company to another. The text says, "Hi, Arash. I wanted to take a minute and thank you for being you. Because of you, I was able to do this, which is make $270,000. Please see the attachment below. You have educated me in such a way that I see no barriers or limits to what I can do. Not sure how to describe who you are and all you have to offer, but it is absolutely priceless. Thank you once again." Text after text has been coming in today. As I've increased my communication to the world on these subjects. So I'm going to help everybody listening to me right now. If you're trying to develop confidence, that's one way to do it, and you can do it through practice and getting better and better and better. But I've observed people who are very highly skilled in martial arts but didn't have the confidence that should go along with it. So that means it wasn't the skill that brought confidence. They got a little more confident, but they didn't match their skill level in their internal world. There's another way to look at it. The second way to look at it is, you were already supremely confident as a child. you never have any doubts that you're going to walk one day or talk. Two of the most difficult motor, physical motor skills that could ever be taught to somebody is how to put the words together with the vocal cords and have them make sense, and also how to walk. It's not easy to stand bipedal, two legs on a gravity planet like this, and walk so smoothly without thinking about it. Then to jump and run, forget it. You had supreme confidence, you never doubted yourself. But now, every time you would do something, it's almost like that child doesn't even know how to be anymore, because the child would have just done it. Another way to look at confidence is that instead of trying to develop confidence, you need to get rid and drop away anything that made you doubt yourself. And that starts with people. The people around you doubt you or doubted you. If they were never there, you would be much more confident right now. We start with them, then we go into deeper levels. Now I'm going to stop talking, because if I keep talking, I'll put everyone in the chat. So I'll stop. That's to start with.
Incredible, man. I hope everybody was listening to that, and I recommend you rewind that portion and listen to it again, because that was key. By the way, Arash, I might have said it before you jumped on. We actually have reached a new peak. We got all the way up to 13 last week in the education category.
Wow, 13. My God, number one is where we should be. What is happening here? You know, let's go, guys. I don't know how we get there, but let's just keep doing it.
Awesome. So right now I'll give anybody who's live on the call an opportunity to ask a question. Press star 2 to raise your hand, and we can call on you and unmute your line so you can ask a question. But yeah, man, I'm really excited to take this thing to the next level, man. I've constantly been breaking through my limits too, and I've really enjoyed, because I'm just now getting into it, Arash, and I'll let you talk about it a little bit more. I didn't know I would enjoy speaking so much. Like that hour I did on stage was, I felt almost high when I got off the stage. It was so incredible. Did you realize a long time ago that you would really enjoy speaking? Because you're somebody who I would consider, in my mind, at least like top three for sure, as far as speakers that I just can listen to forever. Like you, Tony Robbins, I could listen to you guys for hours and not look at my phone, right? Versus a lot of other people, I listen to them talk, and it's just they're kind of boring. But it seems like you have it figured out. Did you always have that in you since you were young?
No, man. That's so interesting you said that. They interviewed my mother today for a documentary. I've never heard my mother speak. I mean, I heard her talk, but I've never heard her speak. Bro, she was gripping. Fuck. I was watching her in awe of how incredible this 63, 64-year-old lady's delivery was. Fucking unbelievable. She was spellbinding, brother. And her father was, which is my grandpa, was the greatest poet of his generation. He was a high school dropout, but he was granted a doctorate degree, honorary doctorate degree, and they call them doctor. Munshi, and he actually taught, get this, he taught language at the number one university in Tehran, which is the capital of Iran, even though he never graduated high school. That's that man, which is my grandpa, which is her dad. And I heard my mom talk today in front of the camera. My God, I was gripped. I called Hannah, I said, you need to get over here right the fuck now. She's one of my girlfriends. I said, drop everything you're doing. You need to come here. My mother had everybody in tears, including myself, on 5, 6, 7 occasions. What delivery. I was gripped. I didn't know what time it was. I didn't want to look at the phone, as you said. Holy shit. Holy shit. I mean, what masterful delivery of communication. And I never knew that about her. But then it kind of helped me feel maybe that kind of was passed down a little bit, you know? And when did I know? I never thought about it. I never thought about whether I'm a good communicator or not. I never thought about whether I like to be on stage or I don't. I just talk, you know, and I communicate like I'm doing right now. I know I'm very, very good. I consider myself absolutely the best. I watch speakers. The only other person that I'm gripped by when he talks is Louis Farrakhan, the black Muslim preacher. When I watch him, I don't know if I'm better or he's better, but I consider him the greatest speaker that I've seen on YouTube besides myself. But it's just something that I do, you know, and I haven't thought about it, but I love doing it, and because I'm a communicator, it's like, I think if you ask a bird, you know, when did you realize you like flying, which I've always was flying, and I'm good at it, because my mom's an eagle, my dad's an eagle, so I can fly good, too. But other than that, it's just what I do. I don't have any other way to describe this.
Awesome, man. Yeah, so I don't see any hands up on my screen, Arash, so if you want to do any final plugs before we end it, go ahead.
Yes, everybody. I have this Diamond Mind program, and, you know, I read you one text. You know, I swear on my own beautiful mother and father and myself that I've received at least 4 text messages today of people that have told me that I've completely altered their lives, that they're not the same, that their mind is free, and they owe me everything. And these are just people that I've had few conversations with. One of them is a new girl that I met. And, you know, she confessed her love to me about an hour and a half after I hung out with her. And this is a new level. This is another level. And what this has to do with you is that I do have a daily coaching program. It's called Diamond Mind. And it's online. I did a video on today on the cycles of change and seasons and how you misapply that to life and you suffer and how you can apply it and how I apply it. It's $97 a month. Only. I mean, it is nothing. You probably spend more on coffee in a month. Definitely on gas, you do. $97 a month. You get 4 to 5 days a week video coaching. And then you get 1 hour lecture, a whole hour of me talking, normally on Saturdays, and free Q&A, like ask me anything you want, and I'll answer it, okay, during that time. So you go to Arashzapar, Z-E-P-A-R, Arashzapar.com, and you sign up for a monthly program. And then I released Abracadabra. I told everybody it was going to blow everyone away. You're seeing the testimonials. People's lives are changed completely. The new product I'm working on is called Genesis Be Reborn. And it'll be July 2nd. I finished my first lecture 2 nights ago. All 3 girlfriends of mine, I have 4, one's in L.A. She wasn't there. But all 3 girlfriends that were present were in tears and completely changed. And these are women that are very alpha, very strong, very confident. So you want to get your money together for July 2nd. For 24 hours, it'll be $97. I promise you I will change your life. I promise you off of these videos. That's my plug.
Awesome, brother. Cool. Well, that's it for this one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you again next week at 5:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And until then, keep hustling. See you guys.